Hello, this is AJ. Welcome to the Point of View Stories for Superior Man. Same story, different points of view. Let's start. Since 1999, Kristen has wanted to go to the moon. What has she wanted? She has wanted to go to the moon. She has wanted to go to the moon since when? Since 1999. Since 1999, Kristen has wanted to go where? She has wanted to go to the moon since 1999. Now, who has wanted to go to the moon since 1999? Kristen, of course. Kristen has wanted to go to the moon since 1999. Why has she wanted to go to the moon? Well, for spiritual reasons. She has wanted to go for spiritual reasons. What kind of reasons? Spiritual. She has wanted to go to the moon for spiritual reasons. In fact, she has wanted to meditate on the moon. She's dreamed about meditating on the moon. That has been her dream. What has been her dream? Her dream has been to meditate on the moon. To meditate on the moon has been her dream. Since when? 1999. Since 1999, her dream has been to meditate on the moon. But of course, rockets are expensive. They were expensive in the past. They're expensive now, probably in the future too. So they are expensive. Rockets are expensive. So, you know, since 1999, she has realized that she will need to make a lot of money. She has realized that she needed a lot of money. Or would need or will need. What has she realized since 1999? Well, she has realized that she needed or needs a lot of money. Yes, she has realized it. She's known that. But her job did not pay a lot of money. So one day, she started her own business. She decided to cater to penguins. She decided to help to focus on penguins. She catered to penguins by selling fish to them. She sold fish to penguins every day. Kristen sold fish to penguins, and she became very rich because penguins have a lot of money and they love fish. So finally, one day, she bought her rocket and she went to the edge of space in her rocket. And then she continued all the way to the moon. But she was not alone. A penguin accompanied her. Bob the penguin accompanied Kristen to the moon. Together they went to the moon. Together they sat on the moon and meditated. They meditated for 10 days together on the moon. They felt calm, peaceful, and happy. Okay, that is the end of the first POV story. Now, you noticed a lot of little changes in there. Maybe some of you are thinking, oh my God, why did he say this? Why did he say that? But hey, he said both. He said present and past. I don't know. Right? Students ask me this all the time, all these specific rules, because you're confused, because you learned from grammar rules. Forget about it. Don't ask me those questions because I won't answer them. Even if you ask them on the forum, I will not answer grammar questions because they hurt you. They confuse you. Forget them. Just listen. All you need to know is in some situations, you can use more than one choice. There are more choices available. You don't need to know why. It's not important. Native speakers don't know why. Okay? Doesn't matter. Just listen. Hear the changes. Let them go into your subconscious. Let them go into your mind. Trust your brain. You don't need to think about it consciously. Trust your brain to understand subconsciously. Effortless English teaches you grammar subconsciously, effortlessly. So don't think about it. If you think about it, you'll learn more slowly. So just listen. That's all you need to do. All right, let's go on to the next story, which is the future. In 20 years from now, there'll be this beautiful woman named Kristen. She'll want to visit the moon. She's going to want to visit the moon. She'll want to go there for spiritual reasons. In fact, she'll want to meditate on the moon for 10 days. Unfortunately, in the future, rockets are still going to be expensive. They're super expensive now, and they're still going to be expensive in the future. So she'll need to earn a great living to save money to buy an expensive rocket. But her job won't pay her much money. She won't have a great job. She won't have much money. And so she'll start her own business. She'll start a new business. She'll decide to cater to penguins. She'll sell fish to penguins. That's going to be her business. And it will be a successful business because penguins will be super rich and they're going to give her a lot of money because they love fish. And eventually, she'll buy her big, powerful rocket. And she'll go to the edge of space. And she'll continue and go all the way to the moon. But she's not going to go alone. She's going to go with her favorite penguin, Bob. Bob will accompany Kristen. He's going to accompany her all the way to the moon. Together, Kristen and Bob the penguin will go to the moon and they'll meditate together on the moon for 10 days. They'll be peaceful, calm, and happy. Okay, that is the end of the point of view stories. Again, big smile, feel strong. Do not think about grammar. Just listen, just relax. Just notice. That's all you need to do. See you next time. Bye-bye.